Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Be future ready with a pension powered by Zurich's award-winning investment performance.
An Oireachtas committee has heard that lost artworks worth €300 million could still be recoverable from the wreck of the Lusitania more than 100 years after she was sunk. The old masters by Rubens and Manet and Titian are believed to be stored in lead tubes, and researchers are now looking for government support to attempt to recover them. Fergal Keane has this story and he's here with me now. The Lusitania sunk by a U-boat during World War One.
Yeah, in 1915, actually. And it was a huge tragedy because nearly 1,200 people lost their lives. The ship, it exploded when it was hit by a torpedo. It sank in 20 minutes. And the wreck lies off Kinsale in Cork in relatively shallow waters. 90 metres is just about 10 miles off the coast. That means it's possible to dive in it, and there have been dives on it over the years. But since earlier this year, the wreck is owned by the Lusitania Museum, which is housed in the old head of Kinsale Tower near Kinsale. It's owned, and that's a voluntary group. And yesterday they were before the Oireachtas Committee on Culture, where they were seeking support to assemble, dive on the ship and recover artefacts, not just these paintings. But the most interesting and valuable artefacts are a series of paintings which were taken on board by Sir Hugh Lane, the art gallery benefactor, the founder of the Hugh Lane Gallery. He was on his way back from the US at the time with these paintings. They're reported to have been stored in lead tubes in the hold. And the issue now, according to people from the museum, there was the people who were at the committee yesterday, is that the wreck will begin to disintegrate over the next 10 years, as it does, the hold where these paintings will be are held will open up and they'll become accessible to divers.
So do we know, well, first of all, are the paintings definitely there? And if they are, what condition are they in? And who owns them?
First, the wreck is owned by the museum. It was signed over to them by the American Greg Bemis last year and this year. He previously owned it, and they own the ship and the cargo. But as you'll hear shortly, the personal belongings of the passengers are actually owned by the state. Are the paintings there? We know they definitely went on board and that they were on lead tubes. And one diver on the wreck in 1994, Polly Tapson, mounted a dive there. And she claimed afterwards that she had seen these tubes, but the owner said that she had done that out of spite. So there's a question mark over whether or not. But earlier this year, or earlier today, I spoke to a researcher, a committee member of the Lusitania Museum, Maria McLaughlin. She told me about Hugh Lane and his last fateful trip on the Lusitania.
Hugh Lane had gone to the States to pull himself out of a rut he got in. He owed quite a bit of money, and the art world wasn't great at the time. But so he went to sell, I think it was a Rubens, Man in the Red Cap. He went to sell that in the States, which restored him into the red, into the black again in the bank.
Well, we now have the and Hugh Lane Gallery called after him, and he bequeathed all these paintings to Ireland. He was on his way back to Ireland on the Lusitania.
Exactly.
And he had paintings with him.
He did. And now some sources say 24, other sources say 29. There was a Rembrandt, a Rubens, a Titian and a Monet. They're, you know, fantastic masterpieces, which would be brilliant to bring back to the world. So obviously the Lusitania Museum and Old Head Signal Tower are trying to get permission to dive and to investigate the Lusitania further, because it's, well, it'll probably last maybe another 10 years or so. We're not sure, obviously, but where it is, it's in shallow waters, so the, you know, it won't survive too long more, to be honest.
But you have reason to believe that these paintings are recoverable?
Yes, hopefully. Now, they're in lead tubes. My God, imagine to bring those back to the world. It would be fantastic, not to mention for the coffers of the government, because they were insured at $3 million in one source and $4 million in another source, and that has increased by 100%. So you're looking at $300 or $400 million now.
That's at the very least, because if you take it that a Monet lay at the bottom of the ocean for 100 years and was then recovered, it would become one of the most famous paintings in the world.
Absolutely. I mean, I'd love to see it. I've not seen which painting it is, or any of the others either. But he had a fabulous eye, Hugh Lane, a fabulous eye. And, you know, you can be guaranteed they'll be fairly spectacular, all of them, all 24, 29 paintings.
The Lusitania, yes. It's in 90 metres of water, so it can you can dive on it, and it's about 8 miles off the coast, so it is accessible.
It is, yeah. It's about 11 and a half miles, I believe, off the coast, yeah, off the Old Head. There was a diving team there, actually, for the last 3 months. You know, it costs a lot of money.
Do you believe that these paintings are recoverable?
Oh, I do, absolutely. I'm banking on it. Well, we don't get any financial gain, but, you know, if the government managed to maybe allow us to search for them, you know, maybe we could hang one of them in the Lusitania Museum ultimately. You know, you never know.
Because the Lusitania Museum on the Old Head of Kinsale, you own the wreck of the ship.
That's right, yeah. Greg Bemis gifted it to us there last May. And yes, we're now in possession of the wreck. We own the cargo. We own the wreck and the cargo. But the private possessions are belonging to the state. That's my understanding.
You were before an Oireachtas committee yesterday, putting forward your case. What kind of reception did you get?
Oh, very good. I mean, it was great. Michael Collins, RTD, organised it for us. He's actually vice chair of that committee. And we were received very well. Yeah. Mary Lou MacDonald was very supportive. Yeah, we were delighted, actually, with our reception.
Are you confident you will now get the support to have a dive to get these paintings?
Well, you know, there are lots of other artefacts as well, which are very important, obviously, to do with the Lusitania. You know, we're hoping to house that eventually and make the Lusitania as important or even more important than the Titanic.
Maria McLaughlin there, speaking to Fergal Keane.